This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, during the past several decades, I have heard dozens upon dozens of people claim that Jesus is going to return, and then they give the date of his return. They have never been right yet. Is Jesus really going to return or not?
Certainly, he promised to return. But the question is when? And is that something we should even ask about? Because some people say, well, Jesus said we don't know the day or the hour. But biblically, yes, this is something we should be interested in. If you go to the Gospels, if you go to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, Jesus on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, so it was not a big public thing, says, tell us, when will these things be? Will it be the sign of your coming? So they knew Jesus was supposed to come again and the end of the age. Jesus said, look, don't let anyone deceive you. People are going to come in my name saying, I'm the Christ. They're going to deceive many. So just like most of us, the disciples wanted to know. But notice that Jesus said to be careful about what deceive people, including people who teach that Jesus is the Christ, what they say.
So can you give us some examples of how we might be deceived concerning his return?
Well, there's a lot of religious hobbyists out there. And they also have very lengthy and normally biblically flawed errors when it comes to end time prophecy. They'll try to tie stuff in. It sounds good, but it isn't right. Frequently, they'll claim special revelation, Holy Spirit or God told them something, but they overlook the signs that Jesus said. I was looking online. There was somebody who calls himself Enoch the Witness, and he says, Jesus is coming soon, 2023's rapture. And then there's this place called Christian Video Magazine. It puts out this video. Their title was Five Signs Christ Will Return in 2023, the Second Coming of Jesus. And it actually claimed that the military conflict between Russia and Ukraine was one of the five signs. But no, it's not. Not related to Jesus coming. Jesus isn't coming to the 2023. So despite these false titles, the premise is all wrong.
So the deception then seems to be coming from within the professed Christian belief. Can you cite some additional examples?
Oh yeah, I've got a really lengthy one. This guy pointing to Revelation 12, talk about signs, and then he talks about certain signs that point to different dates, and he sees the word 23 coming up in a few things, and one day he awoke at 6:23. That was his third confirmation that his date is right. And so he's looking at September of 2023, and he's concluded that it's going to be September 17th, 2023. This is in plain sight. He points to various scriptures. But by the way, in all the scriptures he points to, and some of the scriptures he points to does have something to do with Jesus' return. For example, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. But what he doesn't do is look at the stuff that Jesus said was going to happen, Matthew 24, and say, okay, this has happened, this happened. No, he just looks at certain numbers. Then, by the way, for people who keep the holy days, he tries to entice them too. He says Leviticus 23 talks about God's seven feasts, and then he's talking about the number of people who are in the upper room, and it was a triangular number, and it turns into 17. And then he gets this other triangular number related to Paul's shipwreck in Acts 27. And he goes through all these convolutions and goes in through 666 and all this stuff. So here's his conclusion. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that God wants this date, September 16th and 17th, 2023, made known and set in stone. Okay. Then he points to somebody who wrote an article in Biblical News about 2023, so he's concluded that that's his proof. But so, this is nonsense.
Quite frankly, much of that account seems to be a better way to pick a lottery number than to know the season of Christ's return. Is there any validity to any of these predictions?
No, not these confirmations have to be based on what Jesus said, not looking at numbers and thinking one scripture because they assigned a verse number to it, that is some kind of proof. you know, Jesus cannot come that early, by the way. Some also have said that the final jubilee is supposed to be 2023, but that's also speculation. Jesus didn't say to point to that. We saw a lot of this nonsense back in 2014 and 2015 related to the blood moons and the claim Shemitah year. And I denounced that nonsense back there. Oh, then, by the way, it's not just people who profess Christ. I went found from a Muslim source, says the second coming of Jesus and the Mahdi is in the year 2023. But Jesus is not coming in 2023 or 2024.
Do we have any clear signs from the Word of God that we can use to recognize the signs of the Messiah's return and avoid deception?
Yes, but are we closer to the end? You know, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 13, starting verse 11, wrote, "And do this, knowing the time is now, it's high time to wake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let's cast off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light." Every day we're closer to the return of Jesus the Christ, establishment of the millennial kingdom of God, and so are with the end now. Going back to Matthew and Jesus' words, Matthew 24, starting in verse 6, here's some events. Jesus said, "Though you hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." It's one of the reasons why I've said the Russia-Ukraine conflict is that's not the end. Verse 7, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places, and all these are in the beginning of sorrows." So right now, we appear to be in what Jesus called the beginning of sorrows. Now, then what happens? Go down to the next verse, verse 9 of Matthew 24. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all the nations for my name's sake. Many will be offended and betray one another, hate one another. Many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures the end shall be saved." So we're supposed to endure the end. "And this gospel, the kingdom, will be preached in the world as all the world's a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come."
Haven't we heard of wars ever since the crucifixion? And haven't there been persecutions of Christians since that time? How can we know these verses are different?
Okay, well, that particular persecution mentioned there hasn't happened yet. And a time of persecution is going to come, but the gospel will be preached to all the world's a witness. Once God believes this has happened to the decree he intended, then the end will come. Now then notice some specific signs that will precede the great tribulation. This is in Matthew 24, picking up verse 15. Jesus said, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, but him who's on the housetop not go down and take anything out of his house. And let him who's in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For there'll be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world, this time no, nor shall ever be. Unless those days were shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Now, Jesus is referring to Daniel and him mentioning the abomination. I'm going to read the only scriptures that Daniel was inspired to write that mention the abomination. So we're going to go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, cutting in the middle of it. It says, "The people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it will be with a flood. Until the end of war, desolations are determined. He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week will bring the end of sacrifice and offering, and on the wings of abomination shall be one who makes desolate." Now, a couple of chapters over, chapter 11, verse 31, is the only other time the abomination is mentioned by Daniel. "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation."
That's incredible. So we have a 7-year covenant that is confirmed and then broken halfway through. Daily sacrifices that have to be started and then stopped, and an abomination of desolation set up in their place. Has any of this happened yet?
No, the covenant peace deal, Daniel 9:27, hasn't been made, let alone confirmed. So obviously it's not been broken. Animal sacrifices haven't started, and they have to be started before they can be stopped. Since none of these events have occurred, and they all have taken place before the Great Tribulation, we know Jesus can't return for at least 7 years. Why at least 7 years? Because the prophetic week in Daniel 9:27 has long been correctly understood to refer to a 7-year period of time by Church of God, Protestant, and even Roman Catholic scholars. Now, as far as Jesus' return, I'm going to go to Matthew 24, read verse 29. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. Notice that Jesus says, after the tribulation, he's referring to the time known as the Great Tribulation, Day of the Lord, which takes 3.5 years. Since that hasn't began, we know Jesus can't return before 2026. And since the 7-year peace deal of Daniel 9:27 has been confirmed yet, Jesus can't possibly return before 2029. And since it's not been made, that's too early, let alone confirmed as of now. 2030 is the absolute earliest date. And unless certain signs occur in the next 9 months or so, 12 months or so, 2030 is too early.
So which of those certain signs need to appear? And if they don't, can we relax and stop being concerned about the return of Jesus Christ?
Well, as far as the signs, we mentioned those. We've got to see this deal that's confirmed.
Okay.
And then it'll end up being broken. But as far as our own selves, you know, Jesus warned about not being that worried about it. In Luke 21, starting verse 34, Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and the day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell in the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be kind of worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. The Bible clearly teaches the end of the world will come, and there are specific events Christians should look to see. And we're supposed to watch and pray. We need to believe Jesus. We're not supposed to fall for assertions or complicated calculations or those claiming God's spirit told them something. You know, in Luke 12, Jesus told a parable about, starting verse 42, about who's the wise and faithful servant. And that's the one who will be doing what God wants when he returns. And not say, oh, we've got a long time, we don't need to worry about it. And Jesus in that parable says that you'll be punished if you don't do what you're supposed to do, because from him much will be required, to whom much has been committed of him will ask for more. So the more you know, the more you're supposed to do.
So are these verses saying that it is just as important to be doing the work of God as it is to understand the signs of his return?
Well, I'm not sure which anyone's more important, but they're both supposed to be done.
Right.
You know, we are not to be like the ones Jesus warned about. Jesus warned Christians 7 times in the book of Revelation. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And specifically to the Laodiceans in Revelation 3, verses 14 to 22, he says that they're not going to pay attention. They're not going to have the right works, and they're going to think that they're okay. They say, we're not bad. We're better than the people who apostatized. But again, they're not doing what God wants them to do, and they need to support the proper work. That's what Jesus expects.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal and written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.